We are a nonprofit community theater located right in downtown Fredericksburg, and we are completely volunteer-based, and we love to put on very thought-provoking shows that a lot of other theater companies won't necessarily tackle. So our goal is just to put on good theater, things that make people think, and to have people come out and have a good time, and then also just maybe even decide they want to come out and join us sometime.
How'd you get involved?
I came first to Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble back in 2018. I was asked to stage manage I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. And then I was asked to choreograph Nevermore back in the fall of 2021. And since 2021, I haven't been able to get away. I've just been wrapped back in it to doing show after show after show in whatever facet that they need me. So.
I hear that so much from people that are involved with the Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble. How do you think that is? Why is that? What hooked you on it like you have been?
Well, it's just the environment of the people. We have a great time. We have fun together. We put on wonderful shows, and it's lovely to see the product of all of your hard work at the end. I mentioned choreographing, seeing people who may not have ever danced before be able to dance on stage in front of people confidently and well, and I've assisted with painting sets and seeing the way that those come together and building things. Like, it's just lovely to see the product of all of your hard work, and then at the same time have such a great time doing it with the people that you're working with.
I was going to say, I know there's a lot of hard work, and you must have a lot of fun for everyone, because there really is a passion for this theater that you don't often see, like you mentioned.
Absolutely. And like I said, everybody is completely volunteer based. We do this in our spare time because we want to do it. There's no other, we get nothing else out of it other than the pride of a job well done and enjoyment. Tech week is kind of the week before we open a show, and that's when we're rehearsing every night, getting everything, all the kinks worked out, and making sure everything is going smoothly and according to plan. Obviously, it's not going to go perfectly, and that's the beauty of live theater, is that there's going to be hiccups that you have to overcome, and there's going to be something different that happens every night. But it's that adapt and overcome kind of mentality that we're really going for here, and it's lovely to see. But once you get to opening night, then everything comes together, and it's like you can just take a breath. You've been very high stress, and you can take a breath and just sit back and enjoy it.
Courtney, where are the plays at? You mentioned downtown Fredericksburg.
We are at 810 Caroline Street, and we are on the fourth floor.
Talk about this next play, In the Next Room.
Yes, In the Next Room, we open August 11th, and we run through August 20th. The one thing I will highlight about In the Next Room is that it is not appropriate for children. So we want to make sure that this is an adult-only show that they come to due to certain subject matters. This is the dawn of electricity, and we've got a doctor with a home office who assists women with overcoming symptoms of hysteria. And if you know anything about that history, we might be able to allude to what that infers. But it's kind of the balance of him treating his patients, and then him and his dealing with his family life, as well as some of his patients dealing with their family lives, too. So we're really looking at all of these characters and how they interact with one another and with the doctor. And you really get to see people who maybe haven't really formed strong relationships, whether it's romantic relationships, friendships, parental and child relationships, working to overcome these barriers that they have with forming these relationships and connecting with one another. But when you really get down to the heart and soul of it, it's about people connecting with one another and feeling like they're able to do that when they haven't been able to do that in the past. There are some funny moments. I would classify it as a dramedy.
Okay.
So we've got some comedic moments to it, but then we really do face some very serious subject matter at the same time.
For tickets,
you can go to fredtheater.org and click on buy tickets, and it'll take you to our ticketing website there.
And it's over two weekends, right? That's how these plays run.
Correct. Correct. We've got August 11th through the 13th, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday, it'll be at 8 p.m., Sunday, 6 p.m., and then we also have a matinee that first Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then the second weekend, which would be August 18th through the 20th. Again, Friday, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. No matinee on that weekend, though.
And I know I've looked at the schedule. You already have something planned for the fall.
Yes, we have Misery, based on the Stephen King novel, coming up in October. And we're running that for 3 weekends in October, so that should be really fun. I know they recently had auditions, and we'll begin rehearsals soon.
Again, tickets are, if someone's looking for more information on the Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble?
Yep, so you can go to fredtheater.org, or we've got our Facebook page and our Instagram that we post a lot of information on.